Daily MacCorp podcast for the ASX resource sector for share prices of 1 cent or higher, and this is for Thursday the 21st of May 2020. So let's start with the daily volume, up slightly from yesterday. Yesterday was 1.139 billion. Today it's slightly risen to 1.185 billion. The average percentage gain loss has dropped slightly from a positive 2.48% yesterday down to 1.11% today. The number of stocks, ASX resource stocks that were traded yesterday, slight increase from 433 to 449 traded today. Of the 449, there was 188 with a gain. That's down from 208 yesterday. There were 98 with no gain, up from 95 yesterday. And there was 171 with a loss. And that's jumped significantly from 130. So that sort of shows a little bit of signal that there's a mixed reaction with buying and selling in the market. Obviously, being 180 with gain and 171 with a loss, it's close to even there. The best performing top five ASX resource stocks for today are: at number one, we have Blue Energy Limited, ASX code BLU, and it had a percentage gain of 62.5% today. At number two, we have Admiralty Resources, ASX code ADY. It had a percentage gain of 42.86% today. At number three, we have Staveley Minerals Limited, ASX code SVY. And it had a percentage gain of 38.04% today. At number four, we have Hydrocarbon Dynamics Limited, ASX code HCD. And it had a percentage gain of 36.84% today. And finishing off at number five is Pacific American Holdings, ASX code PAK, and it had a percentage gain of 30% today. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks there today. The best performing commodities today were gold, coal and copper. And the highest movement of a stock, percentage stock of a company turned over today was GTI Resources, ASX code GTR. And it had a percentage turnover of the company today of 16.18%. Now, as far as the project locations, we've changed that a little bit. We used to sort by the project location and then just see which was the standout as far as the top 20 in the location. But now we're just purely doing it on the top 20 ASX performing stocks for the day. And of the top 20 today, there was no real standout project location. So we changed that ever so slightly. But we can still report on project location only if we want to see how a particular project location is performing at any given time. Let's look at the total annual staff admin spend versus project spend for the last 12 months. And that's increased slightly from yesterday, from 44% average staff admin spend over the last 12 months to 49%. So meaning the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today are spending an average of 49% on staff admin and an average of 51% on projects. So still below 50, so that's a positive, but we much prefer that around the 40% or lower. So a lot more money is going into projects. Let's look at the ERP performance for today. There were 127 stocks, ASX resource stocks traded today that are using an ERP software solution. The average daily percentage gain loss is down significantly from 2.49% average yesterday to 0.40% today. So significant drop there in average percentage. The volume has increased yesterday, however, from 394 million to just over 495 million. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, two of them are using ERP. So let's finish off with the overview of the best performing stock today. And that was Blue Energy Limited, ASX code BLU. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of oil and gas projects, including one in advanced project stage and other one in exploration. And they're based out of Queensland in Australia. Now let's look at their financials. They currently have just over $4.6 million in the bank. They have spent $619,000 in the last 12 months on projects, and they've spent just over $1.2 million on staff admin. So that's 67% of money available being spent on staff admin. So there could be legitimate reasons, like they might be putting more staff on because of the project advancing. So that'd be a question I'd go back and ask the board, and there'd probably be a good answer for that one. As far as level of debt, they have very low debt. That's just over $1 million debt at the moment. They have a market cap of just over 34 million. And let's look at the shareholding side. With the directors and board, they own just over 10% of the company. So a nice positive sign there. And as far as the top 20 shareholders, the top 20 shareholder percentage is sitting just over 38%. So that's the overview for Blue Energy, and congrats to any holders on that stock with its positive gains for today. And thank you again for listening, and if there's any suggestions on what you'd like us to discuss in our daily podcast, please email me at steve@macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and good evening.